Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, welcome here again today. So excited because I know I've got a wonderful show for you. Hey, quick reminder, check out our website, MoneyRipples.com. You know, there's some great blogs on there that, even I haven't looked at lately because I just don't do blogs that much. I do mostly podcasts. But, you know, if you want some good reading content, you know, check it out. Hey, today I want to talk about what does it really mean to be a Rippler? You know, when I say you're a fellow Rippler, what am I really saying? Like, what does that mean? You know, and I know that many of you have joined me, you know, after we've started the inaugural show. And so, you know, there's some, you know, shows that I've done that kind of help build to that. But I really want to address, like, what does it mean? Like, why are you here? And I know you guys are here for different reasons. You know, I know you're here because you want to learn financial strategies. You're here about because you want to know how to prosper. You want to know how to create cash flow now. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons. There might even just be that money mindset you're trying to get, you know, and you've probably been referred here by somebody or you heard me somewhere else and then you started following me or you don't even remember how the heck you got connected here. But you know that you're here and I'm grateful for it because I don't take that lightly, you know, because I really see this as a mission. And so let me talk about my mission first is that, you know, Money Ripples, the whole name came to me while I was actually out for a jog one morning. I was trying to create a new website. I was thinking around the terms of cash flow and things like that. And then I decided to look to my vision. And I remember seeing my vision, the hundreds of people I'd already helped with my previous company that I was in. You know, I thought about those people and I thought about what was happening in their lives and how with a couple, you know, they could free up, you know, $2,000, $3,000 a month, sometimes $6,000 plus dollars a month. You know, and that's not even, you know, we weren't even talking about like trying to create money, like through investments. This is just through money savings, you know? And I remember thinking about the ripple effect it created in their life because it wasn't just about the money that was saved. It was also a change in mindset, a change of way of viewing money and getting out of that scarcity paradigm. And I remember thinking that how awesome it was for them and it changed lives and how some of them had tears of gratitude for that and how it was blessing their children to see a different example. They weren't seeing that example of scarcity with money. They're seeing an example of abundance. And I thought about the ripple effect it was creating through their family that would ultimately go through their community, the country, and across the world. And that's when the name Money Ripples came to my mind. And that's really the thing. Like, the whole purpose of Money Ripples and what I do is beyond all the strategies and everything is that I want to create this ripple effect of prosperity and freedom in through your life, through your family, through generations of your family, not just you and your immediate family, but something that could be passed on that could ultimately change the community and the world. And that's what I'm here to do. And I know I'm not the first person to do that, but I know I've got my own unique flavor of how I do it, and I kind of like it, and I hope you do too. And so that's my big thing. And my big thing is really about giving you value first, compensation second. You know, you guys may not know, I mean, a lot of you guys have mentioned this to me. They're like, man, like, Chris, you hardly even promote anything of on your site, or you don't promote that much yourself that much on your podcast. No, I don't have to, you know, because believe it or not, I actually have an intention. There is a method behind my madness. Hey, I welcome you to join me and follow me, and even for those that feel called to do so, to reach out to me and say, hey, Chris, I want to work with you. And I do that intentionally. I know that the people I'm talking to, like as I'm talking to you, I know that some of you are going to feel called to say, you know what, I think I need to reach out to Chris right now. And that's because I kind of subconsciously screen you, you know, or let you screen yourself. You know, others, I know that you're just following, you're maybe curious. Some of you have been following for a while and you're just trying to get prepared, and that's perfect, you know? And so that's kind of my whole purpose is really like, I know that, you know, I can create a massive impact in the world. I know the more impact I create, money's never been a problem, never. And so, as I keep that same focus, everything works out great. So, I mean, that's when this whole purpose of the show is allow me to teach something and to reach many, many more of you that I can reach one-on-one. You know, but then some of you do reach out to me one-on-one and we work together, and that's cool too. And so I want to talk about you and what it means to be a rippler in your life and what I see for you guys. Because it's not just about promoting me. I mean, really, like I said, this is creating this ripple effect. And so what do you stand for? You know, this is really what it is. Like, what's at the heart of this? And so when I think of you as a rippler, I think of this. I think as someone who wants to raise the standard of excellence and service by example. You know, like, you're actually living a life of excellence. You want to live a life of excellence, not a life of mediocrity. I mean, you've probably heard me say that many times, that this is not about you being mediocre. It's about you living this life of excellence, something beyond the status quo, beyond the norm, a life much better. Because let's be honest, people out there right now are broke. They're suffering. Even if they're making decent money, they're still silently suffering in their homes, in the deep recesses of their mind, and sometimes in the conscious recesses of their mind. They're suffering. They're in scarcity. They don't know what they're going to do. And I'm here to help you create more of that. Like, I'm helping you to surpass and transcend beyond the status quo. You know, we talk about using money, but it's not just about creating cash flow money. I mean, cash flow is awesome because cash flow creates more options in your life. When you have more income coming in than expenses, all kinds of doors open up, and that's where there's more freedom. There's more options there. And so that's cool too. But it's so much more than that. It's about, you know, allowing you to use money to serve people, to create a greater stewardship, a wise stewardship, that you are willing to keep money, you know, be able to create money, to protect it, and then make more of it on top of that, to ultimately create more resources so that you can be a blessing in other people's lives, that you create that ripple effect through your own gifts and talents. Because you guys all have your own unique abilities, your own unique talents and passions, and something that I can't do. And that's what's beautiful, is that we're all part of this big whole. You know, I've got my own little piece of the puzzle, but you're another piece as well. And as we work together and as we start to go beyond that scarcity world and that scarcity thinking where it's all about selfishness and how are we going to survive and get out of that survival mode and get into thrival mode, you know, and how do we actually prosper, truly prosper? And in that prosperity, allow ourselves to open up and be able to bless more lives, that we have the resource to do so, to make a greater impact. And I don't just mean charities, although that could be part of it. Yeah, I'll tell you, like, some of the greatest impact I've made is just through my business. You know, as I financially prosper, I know I can hire more people to work on their gifts and talents too, especially if it increases my impact and my ability to produce. And that's what I see, is that as a rippler, you want to do whatever is possible to use these gifts and abilities and use your money and resource to allow you to produce more, to create a better impact in people's lives and in people's worlds. We're also giving people permission to live in their greatness too. As we step into our greatness, as we start to live in that, we give others permission to do the same. You know, we choose abundance over scarcity, right? We give permission to live something better. We take responsibility for our successes as well as our failures. We're willing to take responsibility. We're not victims. We're the heroes of the story. You know, we're always reminding ourselves that we are the number one investment. That the number one investment ultimately is always in you and how you develop you and allowing you to express those gifts, not just throwing money into financial vehicles and products. That's not it at all. In fact, that's secondary. But how do we really develop you and grow you? Here's something for me in my life, and this could be different for you guys, but this is for me, is that, you know, I look at the priority. When I look at my priorities and what I look at, I see God as number one, you know, and you might have different definitions of God or whatever it might be, but there's something bigger than yourself, right? There's a bigger meaning. There's a bigger purpose. And so when I talk about prioritizing God, I really mean, when I put that focus on God, I'm also putting a focus on helping create the best version of me, right? Because I know sometimes people talk about, you know, maybe they talk about God, it's all about God, 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 but they forget about that you are that vehicle that God can work through. You are an instrument in his hands. And so I see this as number one, is that if I'm taking care of myself first, I can help take care of other people too. It doesn't mean selfishness, but I am self-interested. We are about self-interest in the sense that we know that the better the vehicle we are, the better the instrument we can become, the better we can bless everyone's lives, our families included. And so that's why I say it's God, or taking care of ourselves as part of that purpose, our internal world first, our family second, and then business or occupation third. And everything else is just, you know, other stuff. You know, but it really is that. And that priority for me is God, family, business. I didn't say country. You know, that could be my business, but it's not my business. Because I see my role is much bigger than just my country. It's the world. You know, so it's the same thing. So for me, God, family, business. You know, that's kind of the priority I see. And the whole purpose of that is that, you know, I'll tell you that no financial success is worth sacrificing our own lives nor our family's happiness. You know, that's got to come first. Us and our families have got to come first. And I'll tell you, business is secondary. And whenever I've had those priority straights, everything works out when that's straight. When it's out of whack, when I prioritize business or money over family and everything else, it almost seems like everything just keeps getting clunky. It's hard to work with. And I don't know if you've seen that in your life too, but that's kind of what I see as representing is that we are very much focused on something bigger than ourselves. We're focused on family. And then business and money is actually not the priority. Although, from the outside perspective, we might look like, especially as our wealth grows, you know, we might look like money or business or our occupations are very important to us. And maybe that people think it's the most important thing. But if they were to really look into our lives more from an internal perspective, not just from an outside perspective, but inside, they would notice that actually that stuff is secondary or even tertiary. You know, it's in third place. That it's not the highest priority. But we do value money in the sense that we know we can increase our stewardship and be wise stewards. In fact, we like to have more of it because we know that we're going to be wiser stewards of the money than many people will be. And it's not that we take money from people, but naturally money is attracted to us because of who we are and what we create. Because again, it always comes back to creating value first. Is that we're not focused on creating money, we're focused on creating value, and money is a natural byproduct. See, if you're a rippler, like, you know that dollars follow value. You know that. You've been taught this, if you listen to the show enough, that this is one of the number one principles that it's changed my life, is that it's not about being smart with financial strategies, although it doesn't hurt. You know, I'll tell you, it definitely does help to have to know the right strategies to use. But it's understand the right principles that you can create a lot more money, a lot more wealth, a lot more impact as you focus on others first, on how to solve their problems. And then the money problem is never a problem. I can attest to that. Is that we're here to live by example, to be authentically who we are, that we actually choose simplicity over complexity. You know, I shock people sometimes that I know as much as I do. And the reason is because I try not to teach over your head. And even if I know you can handle more, I still try to teach from the most common language possible. Because I know that if I start teaching from a complex way, like most financial people, I just get lumped into that same old crappy mix. And the thing is I am an anti-financial advisor, not just because I focus on cash flow today, you know, to create a life today and the life tomorrow, which is what I have you guys as Ripplers do too. But it's about the fact that we try to create more with less. You know, there's leverage. And with simplicity, I see that as part of the leverage, is that if I can't teach it simply, maybe I don't totally understand it. And so I try to teach things from as simple, common sense approach as possible. And so when I see you guys create a ripple effect out there, I kind of see you doing the same thing. You don't have to like talk over people's heads. This doesn't have to be complex. In fact, if anything, you're almost shocking people how simple and easy it seems. And that's a big focus of what I do. And if you notice, that's what I teach, is that I don't need my ego stroked to try to use big, complex words, because honestly, I think it's dumb to use big, complex words. I think the biggest intelligence is teaching it simply. You know, we talk about getting it done, but we get it done now. We are people of action. Now, this doesn't mean that we overwork ourselves, because if you notice, I'm more anti-hustle in how I teach. I love leverage, you know, so it's not about, just trying to take action and just do things haphazardly. It's really about creating something now, like getting that impression and then following those impressions because you know your heart and your gut is leading you that direction. And so going that way, you got to walk the walk and talk the talk. You're willing to live a life of integrity where you're doing what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. You know, you're going to do what you're going to do. You don't shrink when faced with differing opinions. And I'll tell you, with the things that I teach here, there are differing opinions. In fact, the majority of people teach differently than what I teach. And, you know, and I'm okay with that. You know, I know, like, you'll hear guys like Dave Ramsey out there say, like, oh, we're teaching against what everybody teaches. No, he teaches what every other financial person teaches out there. And so when he says he's teaching the opposite, no, he's not. He's just teaching the opposite of human behavior. That may be true of a lot of human behavior. But I teach the opposite of a lot of what financial, quote-unquote, experts or professionals teach. Because why? Because it works. And I get a lot of you that say, man, like, I want people to get this, but it's so hard because everybody's teaching you to do the opposite. Everybody's teaching you to throw your money into 401ks and mutual funds and everything else. And what you're teaching, Chris, is kind of good against the grain. My answer is, good. Tell them to look at evidence. Tell them to look at what's happened the last 40 years of financial advisors teaching the same old crap. And people taking that advice, following on that advice, even surpassing by doing more than what people advise, and still wondering why they can't freaking retire. Guys, if that's not a clue, wake up. Why can't people wake up to that, right? Like, that's the kind of thing I want to slap people in the face with. Like, look at the evidence. Look at real life. Because if you look at what's around, there are people prospering, but they're not prospering because of, you know, the great mutual funds in the stock market doing awesome. Even the last 10 years, there's still people that have, I have clients that have great money they've had made in the market in the last 10 years. But still, they don't have cash flow. It hasn't answered that real need of how do I actually retire with cash flow. And so, yeah, we're not going to shrink when we're faced with differing opinions. Even if the rest of the world tells us not to create value, to go and get, you know, to go after our own desires and selfishness. No. We're here to create value, to serve people, make a massive impact in people's lives, blessing with our gifts and our talents, our God-given gifts and talents, and using that to help others in a way that actually makes this world a better place. And no government organization can do that. They don't have the power to create that kind of change. They could try to force it with the muzzle of a gun, but they can't do squat. It comes from us. It starts from within. And by us changing the way that we leave this planet, and ultimately the way I want to leave this planet, and I hope you do too, is I want to leave this nice footprint of the planet because we came to serve and we're making a difference in people's lives. That's ultimately what it means to be a Rippler, is that we're here to make a difference. We're here to first and foremost create a ripple effect in our own life, to prosper and create that freedom and control in our own lives first. And then secondarily, while we're doing that, not after we do this, but while we're doing those things, we're also helping to create an impact in others' lives. We're willing to teach, to guide. We're willing to lead by example. We are the ones that are effecting that change. And there is no government, no power, no politician, no celebrity, no one that can do that better than us. It starts with us. It starts with those people that we can influence in our sphere of influence. And guys, that's my vision. That is the thing I saw when I saw what I could do with Money Ripples. Is that I saw that, yes, I could be blessed and prosper in my own life, but it's what kind of change and impact can I create in your lives? Your lives. What can I do there first that allows you to create that freedom and prosperity, to open up your world so that you can have the energy and the time to make a massive impact in people's lives? And many of you are already doing this. And I know I'm not the reason you're doing it. I'm just here to help to relieve some stress. And if that means from the financial end that we can create more possibility and more freedom and ability there, and more resource, so you can make an even bigger impact, because we know that money is a magnifier of the soul. Money only makes us more of who we already are. And this is why a lot of times I don't just teach strategy, although I've taught more lately. I don't just teach strategy, but I teach really the mindset, the key piece that allows you to be in abundance. Because if you're not in that abundant paradigm, if you can't get out of that scarcity world about yourself, you won't open your eyes enough to look around you to see what's going on. So that's the change I want to create, and I hope that's the change you want to create too. And so if you're a Rippler, I welcome you here. If you don't feel like this is the thing for you, great. You know, if you have some other purpose, like, you know what, I just want to learn more strategies. Awesome. But I'll tell you, my heart is going to those of you that I identify, and hopefully you self-identify as being a Rippler, someone who's created a ripple effect of change, a ripple effect of prosperity and freedom to liberate and essentially free those that are in captivity, to allow them to be who they are, to allow them to express the best of who they are and bless others' lives too. And that is the ripple effect I'm here to create. So guys, welcome to the club. Welcome to the human club, where we're not perfect. We screw up. We mess up. We fumble around a little bit. But you know what? We do the best we can, and we do as much as we can to bless others' lives. And in turn, our lives are blessed too, and everyone prospers. Can you imagine what a world would be like if we actually did these things, if everybody adopted this kind of philosophy, that's the vision I have too. So guys, I want to wish you a wonderful and prosperous week. And thank you so much for joining me on this journey. And please invite others to do so as well. I invite you to expand our mission of being Ripplers here today. Hey, I love you guys. I care about you and I want the best for you. You make a great and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.